Hello and welcome to Studio RC, an encouragement for your faith as well as your recovery. My name is Pastor Max, and I am an alcoholic. I'm also a follower of Jesus. This is a special Holy Week edition of Studio RC, and we're going to take a look at the events of Holy Week, and we're going to also see how many of the concepts in Holy Week and some of the things from Holy Week very much apply to our recovery. But as maybe you're new to faith or you're exploring your faith, at one time, it was common knowledge who Jesus was, what Jesus did, what Jesus went through. That's not the case anymore. So we want to make sure, if you're coming in and maybe you don't know about the events of Holy Week, that you can follow along and understand the rhythms of the week, the most important, not only week of our faith as believers in Jesus and as Christians, but the truth is, it was one of the most monumental weeks in the history of the world. So it's a pretty significant week. And so we want to cover that. And so in just a few minutes, I'm going to go from Palm Sunday all the way to Easter Sunday. Now, if you skip the events of Holy Week and you do Palm Sunday and then you do Easter, it's almost like you go from one celebration to another. Palm Sunday is a celebration. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But if you go from the celebration of Jesus entering into Jerusalem and everyone having a party and laying branches down for him, and then we don't revisit our faith or revisit anything during Holy Week, and then the next thing that we do is we go to Easter, and he's resurrected, and it's another celebration and party of what's taken place. It's almost like empty calories. If you don't understand all that happened throughout the week, You don't get the full meaning. You don't get the full meal. You're just eating the celebrations. You're getting a donut on each end with nothing in the middle. And so I'd rather give you a sandwich with lots of meat and understanding so that you have a clear picture of what happened during Holy Week. And so let's just jump in on Palm Sunday. What is Palm Sunday? Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem on a donkey, which is both fitting and interesting. Many people were looking for a savior or a Messiah that they would be a war hero. And a war hero would more likely come in on a horse, or maybe even an elephant, but something majestic, something strong and intimidating. But he rode in on a humble donkey. And as he did this, as he came in on this donkey, the crowd greeted him with palm branches. They were waving palm branches, much like today we might have banners or maybe we have scarves or, but you know, noisemakers. What they had were palm leaves. And so they were waving the palm branches as he was coming in with shouts of Hosanna. This event helped fulfill an Old Testament prophecy that the Messiah would enter Jerusalem riding on a donkey. The palm branches symbolize victory and honor, and the crowd's enthusiastic response showed their excitement and hope that Jesus was indeed the long-awaited Messiah who would save them. And so they, you know, they were cheering and they were praising him and they were very excited. And the leaders didn't, especially the Jewish leaders, didn't like that because they did not think he was the Jewish Messiah that was fulfilling all the prophecy. And so that was a real threat to the leadership establishment. Now, as he comes in on Palm Sunday, Jesus enters into Jerusalem amidst the adoration of crowds waving the palm branches. And this event, again, symbolizes Jesus' surrender to his divine mission and to the will of God. Palm Sunday, as a recovery concept, again, we could associate that with surrender. because individuals in recovery, we need to surrender our willfulness and our ego to a higher power, accepting the need for help and guidance. And that's what Jesus did. He rode, he could have walked in, he was able to, but he used the help of the donkey, but also the prophecy, he fulfilled the prophecy of coming in on the donkey. So he had to surrender his will to help fulfill the will of God. And sometimes we have to do that too. We have to surrender. We have to surrender our desires, the things that we think we want or think we deserve in order to live out the will of God. And maybe there won't be a prophecy, so it won't be as clear. But as we live out the will of God, I think in surrender to the will of God, you'll find more times than not that God often fulfills the longings of our hearts. So that happens Sunday. So we go to Monday, and this is the cleansing of the temple. Jesus declared that the temple was to be a house of prayer. And you know, this is where the main religion and faith took place at the temple, and this place of faith should be a house of prayer, not a marketplace. There were many things happening in the temple. People were selling sacrifices, and they were raising the price. People would come from a long way away, and they wouldn't have an unblemished goat or dove, or you know, and they would then buy it at the temple, but the temple would raise the price and they would gouge the people who had come, and it was Jesus got very frustrated. And this demonstrates Jesus's deep concern for both the purity and integrity of our worship of God. And it sets the stage for the conflict between Jesus and the religious leaders of the day. And later in the day, he then healed some people who were lame and were blind, according to the scripture. This cleansing of the temples, it demonstrated also his awareness of corruption and wrongdoing within the temple. Now, we as individuals in recovery, the concept is awareness. We must cultivate awareness of our own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and recognize patterns of addiction and take the steps to address them. He had an awareness of what was going on. He didn't turn a blind eye. We need to have an awareness of what's going on in our lives, much like in the fourth step, where we take that inventory, and maybe we take a look for the first time at what's going on in our lives. And so we start to have an awareness of who we are. And if our temple needs to be cleansed in any way. So, and that brings us to Tuesday. Jesus continued his teaching in the temple and on the nearby hill called the Mount of Olives. At this point, the priests plotted to kill Jesus. One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, agreed to turn Jesus over to the priest in exchange for 30 silver coins. All of this took place on Tuesday. This Jesus teaching in the temple and engaging in dialogue with the religious leaders, it emphasizes the importance of his reflection and introspection. Jesus knew sort of the pattern of what was going to happen this week, and he was reflecting. And this day emphasizes that the importance of reflection and importance, because he continued to teach. He continued to point out the things that were important, even as people were plotting against him. In regards to our recovery, we benefit from taking time to do self-reflection, examining the underlying causes of our addiction and our shortcomings, and considering the changes that we need in order to continue on our journey for recovery. So Tuesday is about reflection. And so Jesus reflected and continued to teach. And so we will as well. Now, Wednesday, the scriptures don't say specifically what Jesus did on this day during Holy Week. And so we're going to say that Wednesday he continued to serve. He may have spent the day with his disciples, resting, serving, teaching. We're not totally sure exactly what took place on Wednesday. But the day highlights the theme of letting go as Jesus faced his betrayal by Judas and ultimately surrendered to God's plan. And so Wednesday, on some level, and as we're going through the week of Holy Week, is really about letting go. In our recovery, we need to let go of things like resentment, guilt, shame, and that frees ourselves of the burdens of the past and embraces a new life. One of the great things about the steps is it takes care of our guilt and shame. It does away with it, both by first identifying where we might have it, and then as we make amends, taking care of a lot of that guilt and shame, so that by the time we get to the 12th step, there truly is freedom. All right, that brings us to Thursday, and sometimes we refer to it as Maundy Thursday, it commemorates the Last Supper. Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Last Supper, and during this meal, Jesus instituted the sacrament where bread and wine symbolized his body and blood, and he also washed his disciples' feet, demonstrating the importance of humility and service to those closest to him. Jesus then went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and truly suffer for our sins. Thursday had a lot going on. Later that night, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. And all of these things happen, as we're leading into Friday. As Jesus, washes the feet of his disciples and he institutes what we now call communion or the Eucharist, it emphasizes the theme of humility, service, and forgiveness. And so for Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper, we're going to really focus on forgiveness because of what he did that night, as they celebrated that Passover meal, we are able to experience forgiveness. And every time we do communion, we experience forgiveness. In our recovery, we benefit from practicing forgiveness toward others, toward ourselves, seeking healing and reconciliation. And we think of the story of where those who sin much, who have been forgiven much, must forgive much. And so we have been forgiven of a lot of things, and so we want to be able to be forgiving of others as well. And that brings us to Good Friday. And Good Friday is also a very eventful day, and I'm actually going to do another special look at just Good Friday, but we'll do an overview for right now. But Good Friday marks the crucifixion of Jesus, which is the ultimate act of surrender to God's will and the sacrifice for the redemption of all of humanity. Despite finding no fault in Jesus, Pilate gave in to the demands of the crowd and ordered his crucifixion. Jesus was beaten and forced to carry his own cross to the site of his execution at Golgotha, the hill of the skull. There, he was crucified alongside two criminals. Friday was such a brutal beating that Jesus took. It's hard to even think about or describe, but Jesus was whipped within an inch of his life. He was just barely alive when he went. He carried the cross, and then he died on the cross after several hours of pain and agony, and how you die on the cross is you suffocate because you can't lift yourself up to get air, and your lungs collapse. So it's a painful way to die as well. And the Romans at that time really, they knew how to painfully demonstrate death so that others would reconsider maybe their own behaviors. This event, the crucifixion, it shows the passion and love of Christ and is the central moment in Jesus' sacrifice for the redemption of all of humanity. It is so significant. And so when we think of Good Friday, the recovery concept is surrender to our higher power, our surrender to God, because that is exactly what Jesus does. We as individuals in our recovery, we must surrender to our addiction to a higher power, acknowledging our powerlessness, as we talked about in First Step, and then trusting in divine guidance for strength and support. And when Jesus died, you know, the earth shook and storms came and it got dark out. The world, the earth mourned when that happened. And then we come to Saturday. Some call it Holy Saturday. Jesus's body lay in the tomb, a tomb that was borrowed. Was given to him. A large stone was put in front of the door. The wicked priests asked Pilate to have guards stand outside the tomb to make sure no one went inside, because they knew the prophecy that he would be raised from the dead. So they wanted to make sure that there was no way that could happen. As the world awaited the fulfillment of Jesus' promise of resurrection, this day represents a time of waiting and uncertainty. And so the Holy Saturday, this waiting and anticipation as Jesus lays in the tomb, this day encourages us to have patience, but hope as well in the face of uncertainty. And so the recovery concept that goes with Holy Saturday is patience and hope. Individuals must exercise patience as they navigate the challenges of recovery, trusting that healing and transformation are possible with the perseverance and with faith, that the message of having a spiritual awakening is true. It's something that can happen in the same way that the resurrection of Jesus is possible. And that brings us one full week later. We started at Palm Sunday, and that brings us to Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. By giving his life, Jesus opened the door and taught the way by which we could gain eternal life. Easter Sunday celebrates the resurrection of Jesus, symbolizing renewal, redemption, and the triumph of life over death. And so the concept is renewal and resurrection, the recovery concept. Easter Sunday represents the promise of a new beginning. And this is so true for people in addiction recovery. As we experience spiritual rebirth, it tells us in the 12th step, having had a spiritual awakening, the original manuscript, a spiritual experience as the result. The book says we were reborn. But we experience this spiritual rebirth and freedom from the chains of addiction, embracing a life filled with hope, joy, and purpose. These concepts, the recovery concepts, align with each day of the Holy Week, and they offer a framework for reflection and spiritual growth, guiding us as individuals on a journey toward healing, toward transformation, and ultimately of recovery. We are promised in the forward to the first edition of the big book that we can be recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. And the story of Jesus shows us how he experienced resurrection so that we could experience resurrection and transformation and healing. I hope that that encouraged you and that hope gave you an overview of Holy Week, the most important week for people of faith. And the significance is each event, each day holds incredible significance. We just did a quick overview, and we can do a study on each day, and there will be a special one on specifically on Good Friday, because so many things happened on Friday as well. We just kind of gave you again an overview. Be encouraged that you can experience all the things that Jesus promises us through a resurrected life. And that becomes part of the message that we carry, that we can be reborn, that we can be, as the Bible says, born again, and the big book says reborn. May that be encouraging to you, and may that have given you greater knowledge of truly of what we're talking about in Holy Week, and it gives you an understanding. My encouragement is read it in the scriptures. And all of these events are based on the things that took place in the Bible. So thanks so much for coming to Studio RC. Thank you for going on this Holy Week journey with me. And I just encourage you to embrace all the promises that come from following Jesus. And so we thank you for coming to Studio RC. As we always say, please subscribe, like, share, comment, do all those great things. Get the word out to others about Studio RC, but more importantly, about Jesus and Holy Week and how recovery concepts very much parallel and can be seen all throughout the week of Holy Week with Jesus. So thank you so much. God bless, and we'll see you next time here at Recovery Church. 12 steps, one goal. God bless.